You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with this week's rant. Gentlemen, as I stated in last week's rant, I was going to go in on the number of civilian women, aka normies, who are now putting out videos on social media blatantly saying that they were going to start selling Box. Gentlemen, if you know, you know. I've been saying this for years, even during Charlie 19. There have been back alley deals going on for the longest time. It's just a lot of women did not put it out on social media. However, gentlemen, once again, we have to thank social media. It is a woman's best friend and her worst enemy. Now, before I go into this, you women need to understand something. The sexual underworld, the dark side, the environment itself is grimy as hell. And if you're going to be a participant, male or female, you gotta be gully. You have to. Your emotions, your morals, they go out the window in order to participate in this world. Being emotional in this world, no. That is a quick way to get you in serious trouble. It's business, and you have to conduct it as a business. With that being said, I want to lay the groundwork. I want to lay the foundation with a word that is commonly misused and used completely out of context, which is something that, unfortunately, the Black community always does. And what is the word that I'm going to be crystal clear in my breakdown of? The word trick. Trick. Tricking, all of it. Now, we're going to go with the urban definition of a trick. A person, yes, a person, man or woman. Why? Because studs can be tricks too. Who spends money on women in hopes that they will like them, only to be disrespected and disregarded. See, that right there is why I say you have to be gully in order to participate in this world. You're not there to be liked as a man. You're there to get your desire met, end of. And unfortunately, too many emotional men go into this world thinking that they're gonna save a woman, excuse me. Nah, that's a quick way to get your heart broke and your pockets ran. Now, let's go into the real context of the word trick. In the context of prostitution, aka pay for play, the term trick refers to a customer who pays for sexual services, also known as a John. Yeah. Another definition of the word trick is the sex act itself performed by the prostitute, aka the professional, i.e. turning a trick. That refers, once again, to the act of a professional having sex with a client in exchange for money. Now, there's another term, and this term is definitely the most misused term, tricking. Tricking actually refers to the lifestyle of a professional. Yeah. You see, gentlemen, the information is out there. All you have to do is actually look for it. And unfortunately, there's trick rolling, which means when a professional robs the customer, the John, usually when the trick is sleep or intoxicated. That's another reason why you have to be extremely careful in the sexual underworld. Now, I found something that was very interesting from a site called Wi-Fi Talent Reports, and it's the U.S. prostitution statistics. It's very long, but I picked out some of the juicier tidbits. The median monthly income for a street-based professional in the U.S. is approximately $200 to $300. The median income for professionals in legal settings in Nevada is higher compared to street-based workers, often exceeding $50,000 a year. Interesting. The rise of online platforms has significantly increased the accessibility and anonymity of pay-for-play in the U.S., with over 70% of sex work now advertised on the net. Studies show that locations involving high poverty are correlated with higher rates of pay-for-play, with poverty being a significant predictor. Economic hardship is a primary driver for entering sex work, with over 50% of sex workers citing financial instability for a reason for starting. And gentlemen, we see that now. It is out in the open. It is no longer hidden like it used to be. Now, here is something that you will never hear talked about, but I say this is the big reason why prostitution still remains, quote unquote, illegal. The global commercial exploitation industry generates an estimated $186 billion a year. Imagine if the governments could tax that money. Yeah. In some countries where pay-for-play is actually legalized, unfortunately, it's driven the illegal pay-for-play underground. Yeah. However, you would think that in that scenario, there'd be more reasons to prosecute those people and actually catch the professionals. Yeah. There's always going to be someone who says, oh my God, pay for play is just so terrible. But once again, go to social media. There are so many women now who are blatantly saying, yes, I'm going to start selling box. Once again, the renegade is the biggest reason why pay for play still remains illegal. Even though, personally, I would say, put it in brothels, license the workers, and then if you find renegades, or street, you know, workers, then you can arrest them because they're unlicensed. But hey, I'm just throwing a simple solution out there. But of course, simple solution, it should be. Now, let's talk about the old man. Yeah, you have a lot of women out here talking about, oh, we want these young men to be like men of the old school. Ladies, if you really think you understand the men of the old school, oh, no. You've been severely lied to. And you have to be utterly insane if you believe the men of the old school just gave their money away and expected nothing in return. You are absolutely insane with that thought process. Why? Because you think you want men of today to be, quote unquote, traditional providers, but yet you want to remain modern at the same time. Oh, no, 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 no. That is not going to work. Now, let's go ahead and look at a prime example. Uncle Earl, when he first came on the scene, when he said, I got money, and he pulled out that knot. He pulled out that knot of hundreds. Why do you think he was able to do that on camera in public? I'll tell you why. Because men of that era, they're a different breed. See, those men came up in a time where the government was not actively trying to destroy the nuclear family. Men were the heads of their households. They were kings of their castle. Their word was final. Period, point blank. What they said went. And if it came to it, those men also had no problems laying hands on women. Yeah. Yeah. If you thought you were going to finesse those men back in the day, let me tell you something. Those men were ruthless about their money. Yep. They will pull a pistol or a blade on you quick as hell. So the idea of, oh, I'm going to finesse this man. Nah, that didn't exist back in the day. The woman knew her position. The man knew his position. It was all about playing your role. See, there were unspoken rules back in the day. Let me tell you, if you took maybe 10 modern women from today and dropped them back in that time, oh, a lot of them wouldn't make it. First off, when they start running off at the mouth, yeah, odds are they would get the shit slapped out of them. And like I said before, trying to finesse that man out of his money, yeah, that could come with lethal consequences. But far too many women have been sold that bill of goods saying, yes, old men were tricks. The first trick, i.e. a sucker. See, what these women want are sucker tricks. The men that they believe are so desperate to have a woman in their presence that they will pay. Now, I will say this. There are some men out there who are like that. It's called financial domination. There are a certain amount of men out there that practice that. However, those are sucker tricks. See, a true trick, he's going to get what he's paying for. Period, point blank. They'll negotiate And if everything's on the up and up, he'll proceed. If it's not, guess what? He will walk the fuck away. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, to end this rant, I'm going to talk about the true dark side of the dark side. These are examples of women who played the game the wrong way and ended up putting 6 feet deep because of it. Now, the first girl that I'm going to briefly talk about is Mackenzie Luke, 2019, a 23-year-old student at the University of Utah who identified as a sugar baby. She met Aluya Ajaji, 31, online and arranged a meeting with him in a park after she returned home from her grandmother's funeral. Now, this was a big story. After going back to his home, Ajayi bound, strangled, and later burned her remains in his backyard. He pleaded guilty to aggravated termination and was sentenced to life in prison. Geraldina Peguero Mancebo, 2025, a 32-year-old who was financially supported by 61-year-old Jose Luis Rodriguez. Rodriguez allegedly offlined her husband, and unfortunately their son in Pennsylvania after she refused to leave her husband. He faces 3 counts of first-degree termination. Muna Patty, 2024, a 21-year-old nursing student from Nepal living in Houston who was found deleted in her apartment. The suspect, Bobby Singh Shah, was identified through security footage and recognized by a tipster from a sugar daddy website. Lalila Lily Gravonronsky, 2024, a 20-year-old who was dating a 58-year-old former city council member, James McNeil, for several months. Her diary entries describe the relationship as controlling. McNeil was arrested and jailed after allegedly offlining her during an argument. You see, you normal civilian women, that is the ultimate result of trying to go into the sexual underworld and thinking that you're going to play with men's emotions and their finances. No, no, no. All of those men were old. They were, you know, in their elder years, which meant they came from that time period where you did not play with a man's emotions or his money. Like I said before, the sexual underworld is grimy. It's gully, and you have to conduct it as business. You have to be honest, ladies. That is the best policy. If you're going to play this game the right damn way. Gentlemen, if you're going to play this game, you got to play this game the right way as well. Proper vetting on both sides. Leave your emotions out of it. It is business. Conduct it as such. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the interesting Wi-Fi talents report. Let me know what you guys think about these civilian / normie women who think they're going to go into the sexual underworld, flash a little titty, and get paid buku amounts of money. That is not going to happen, ladies. You need to build a loyal customer base and, you know, discrimination, even though it does exist in the sexual underworld, a true professional understands The green comes above all. And she's going to conduct herself in said way. With that being said, all you women out here who thought that your quote unquote axe wound is going to be able to get you through life, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The sexual power that a lot of you think that you have in these economic hard times, it is going out. Feminism and the idea that women were no longer going to need men, that thought process is going out right along with it. Because once again, here is the ultimate irony. As much as women say that they don't need men, guess what? They need men in order to get to resources. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.